So politicians are public people, and they're the public faces of policies that we hope they believe in. But the creators and implementers of those policies are usually not as well known or as frequently recognized, but they should be, which is what the State Academy for Public Administration does. SAPA is an organization that acknowledges the hard work of these unsung heroes of government. The group promotes excellence in public service and fosters commitment to the highest standards of performance and integrity in public administration throughout New York State. Today, we are joined by its chair, Tom Lucas. Welcome. How are you?
I'm doing great. Thank you so much for having me here today.
Sure. So, these are the people who actually make government run.
Absolutely.
Okay. So, give us a sense of SAPA's history.
So, SAPA's been around since 1974. We're in our 45th year. We grew out of the national organization, the American Society for Public Administration, and it was designed to be more of a senior executive corps of folks that would help promote policy discussion as well as celebrate excellence in public service and promote the integrity that you referred to. Since that time, we've evolved, kind of pushes and pulls here and there, but now we are a group of about 100 or so members, lower than we used to be. We're trying to grow some more now by expanding our diversity and welcoming not just senior executives, but young professionals, new professionals, as well as mid-level managers.
I was a member once.
That's right. In fact, we were so pleased when we had you at our first Excellence in Public Service Awards 8 years ago.
It was fun.
It was fun. And that's what bit me with the bug of the passion for public service.
Well, I have to say that these are the people that really do make government run. And while we know policies through their salespeople, which are the politicians, much of the hard work is done by SAPA.
That's right. And you use the word unsung heroes. You know, I think that oftentimes in the media, in the news, what gets highlighted about government is the things that go wrong. And that really is, I think, the exception, not the rule. It's not noteworthy that all the 99% of the things that go right all the time. Mm-hmm. But the people that are behind the scenes doing that work, people like me and the rest of my board of directors, who are all volunteers from various levels of state government and local government and academia, they work hard every day. They have that passion for public service that they want to make a good impact on society. They want to help others.
So I want you to give us a sense of their titles and what these people do for 8 hours a day.
Sure. So some of them are retired, but they're former CFOs of the Office of General Services, former deputy directors of budget, former deputy commissioners. Some of them are from academia, from different local colleges, Rockefeller College, one of our partners, Russell Sage College. And they, again, some of them are still working. Some of them are working in the Division of Budget right now. I, for myself, work in the Department of Financial Services. But all the work we do for this organization, the State Academy, is volunteer. And we do it on our own time, and we try to do our level best to engage as many people as we can.
So what do you do for 8 hours a day at DFS?
I'm the Director of Risk Management there. I work on our internal control program. I used to be our information security officer. That's been taken over by somebody else now. I have also served as our emergency management coordinator. Again, we've brought someone new in to take care of that. So I'm focused right now on internal controls. The Internal Control Act that was passed back in 1987 under Mario Cuomo is still going long and strong. We have an organization that we partner with called NYSICA, the Internal Control Association.
What is internal control?
That's basically everything you do to make sure that the right things happen and the wrong things don't. It's about just having good procedures, good policies, having a mission statement, knowing how to get from what you do every day to achieve your mission.
All right. So the typical career path for someone who wants to be a public policy administrator would be what?
I think first starts with education. And in fact, it first starts with that as you're growing into adulthood, thinking about what do I want to do when I grow up?
It's public service,
really. It's public service.
Yeah.
And I remember as a kid receiving a mailing from one of our United States congressmen. And I was probably 9 or so years old, and I was so impressed that we received a letter directly from a congressman. Now, I know that those are very common.
Mass mailed.
Yeah. But at the time, it impressed me. And I was, I think at that early age, it was like, I want to be involved in government. I want to be involved in how we make society better. And so from there, it grew into going to college and then going into public administration as a master's degree, which not everybody has to have a master's degree, but it helps. And we have some great schools, the Maxwell School in Syracuse right here in New York, and our school here at Rockefeller College in Albany, the Graduate School for Public Affairs. So they do that, maybe do an internship in the legislature or in a state executive agency. Maybe get involved with an organization like ours as an intern or as a volunteer.
Why not I just run for office?
Well, you could do that too, and some do. I'd like to say that not all public servants are politicians, and because of what we see in the news, especially here in the Capitol, not all politicians necessarily have the public service in their foremost mind. They get caught up in some
how
of
diplomatically
the,
said.
They get caught up in some of the negative stuff, but they're, again, they're not the rule. They are the exception. They're just the probably the 1%. And I think that the State Academy for Public Administration and other organizations like ours, you know, we work with Albany's Law School and the Government Law Center. We work with the State Forum. We work with other organizations that are out there trying to promote excellence. You know, people don't get involved in broadcasting. I just saw somebody that had a broadcasting award for excellence in broadcasting, and I'm sure you probably have one here somewhere too. But we don't strive for mediocrity. We don't strive for mediocrity, right? We strive for excellence. And so I think that that's what's most important.
You're on the show today not only to explain to my listeners about SAPA, but also some of the events that the organization is putting on. And the first one of the season is next week's award to Andrea Stewart Cousins. It's the Rockefeller Award for Distinguished Public Service.
Yes, we're really proud to have that as one of our signature events. We don't do that every year, but periodically, from time to time, we do find someone who's risen to the level that we want to acknowledge publicly, and Senator Andrea Stewart Cousins, Majority Leader Stewart Cousins, is one of those people. You know, not only through her rise in the state Senate, but before that, when she was in the Westchester County Legislature, how she rose through those ranks to become Majority Whip, she exemplifies the kind of excellence that we want to acknowledge in our organization.
So this event is taking place next Wednesday, the 18th of September at 5:30 at the Rockefeller Institute. If people who are listening want more information, they can go to stateacademy.org, stateacademy.org, which is the website for the State Academy for Public Administration. So what other kind of events does SAPA have up their sleeve?
Sure. Before I do that, let me just say that it's all of our events are free and open to the public.
Oh, good.
But if you go to our website, just please click on the events page and then register through our link there, and then we will be glad to have you.
Great.
So the other events that we do are, each year we do an Excellence in Public Service Award ceremony in May. That was what you were involved with, where we celebrate individuals and teams from state, local, academia, et cetera, where they are acknowledged for the work that they've done, something that's stepped above and beyond. We also do periodically candid conversations where, for example, next month we'll be working with Albany Law School and the Department of State's Local Services to talk about the challenges that folks in rural government or rural areas have accessing government and legal services. Then in March, we'll be doing one with the Center for Women in Government to celebrate the centennial of the women's suffrage to talk about issues surrounding that. So we have a wide variety of areas. We do a practice workshop on data analytics. That'll be coming up in November with the forum. We
that,
do
that
all
sounds
sorts of
exciting.
Stuff. Well, it's not exciting, but it's a tool that government administrators need to be able to be effective in their jobs.
I know that we have about a minute, and I know a lot of people who work for the state listen to the Capitol Press Room. So if they want to join your organization, what do they have to do?
So they can, again, go to our website, stateacademy.org. On the membership link, you'll see a nomination form. You can either have someone nominate you or you can nominate yourself. And then our board of directors reviews and approves those membership. We have expanded from not just full fellow seniors, but we have mid-level managers and new professionals, $10, $20, and $30 per year.
How many government workers do you think it takes to operate New York State every day?
Every one that we have. You know, I think that we can always
it's thousands of
we
people.
Can always strive for more efficiency and looking how to do things differently and better. We can't always get all the resources we want, but we can strive for efficiency.
The reason I asked is because there are thousands of people who make New York State government run, and we only talk to very few of those people. Tom Lucas is one of those people. He is the head SAPIAN, a.k.a. the SAPA chair. Thank you.
Thank you so much, Susan. It's been a pleasure.
Capitol Press Room, a production of WCNY Connected, Syracuse.